finding common ground with anyone. In the fast-paced world of business, leadership, and public speaking, the ability to connect with others is not just a nice-to-have skill, it's a necessity. Whether you're pitching to investors, motivating a team, or negotiating a deal, finding common ground with anyone can be the key to unlocking success. But what exactly does it mean to find common ground, and how can you do it effectively? This article dives deep into the art and science of building rapport, exploring why it's crucial, the psychological underpinnings, proven techniques, real-world examples, common challenges, and actionable tips to master this essential communication skill. The importance of finding common ground in leadership and business. Finding common ground is the foundation of effective communication skills in any professional setting. In leadership, it fosters trust and collaboration, turning diverse teams into cohesive units. Imagine leading a multicultural team where backgrounds and perspectives clash without common ground, misunderstandings breed conflict, but with it, innovation thrives. In business networking, it's the bridge that turns strangers into allies. A Harvard Business Review study found that leaders who excel at building rapport are 40% more likely to achieve their goals, as they create environments where ideas flow freely and buy-in is natural. Public speaking also benefits immensely. When you address an audience, identifying shared values or experiences makes your message resonate on a personal level. It's not about changing opinions overnight, but creating a shared space where dialogue can happen. In sales and negotiations, finding common ground reduces resistance, making persuasion feel like partnership rather than pushiness. Ultimately, in an era of polarization, this skill differentiates great leaders from average ones, enhancing influence and long-term relationships. The psychological basis: why common ground works. At its core, finding common ground taps into fundamental human psychology. Social identity theory explains how people are wired to connect with those who seem similar, releasing oxytocin, the trust hormone which builds empathy and cooperation. When you highlight similarities, you activate the brain's mirror neurons, making others feel understood and valued. Cognitive dissonance plays a role too. By finding shared points, you minimize mental friction, allowing people to open up without feeling threatened. Research from Stanford's Graduate School of Business shows that conversations starting with common interests increase agreement rates by 30%, as it shifts focus from differences to possibilities. In leadership, this psychological alignment creates psychological safety, where team members feel safe to contribute, boosting creativity and performance. Moreover, similarity bias is a powerful force. People like and trust those who mirror their beliefs or experiences, leading to faster rapport in business networking. Understanding these mechanisms empowers you to intentionally craft connections, turning potential adversaries into collaborators. Building rapport through shared experiences. Shared experiences are goldmines for finding common ground. Whether it's a mutual hobby, a similar career challenge, or even a shared frustration with traffic, these touchpoints humanize interactions. In public speaking, weaving in relatable stories like overcoming a professional setback helps audiences see themselves in your narrative, forging instant bonds. In business, start meetings by acknowledging universal pressures, such as tight deadlines, to level the playing field. This isn't manipulation, it's authentic recognition that we're all navigating similar waters, making deeper discussions possible. Proven techniques for finding common ground. Mastering this skill requires deliberate techniques. First, active listening is paramount. Instead of planning your response, truly hear the other person. Paraphrase their points to show understanding. "It sounds like you're dealing with resource constraints. I've faced that too." This validates them and reveals overlaps. Ask open-ended questions to uncover similarities. "What's been the biggest challenge in your role lately?" Responses often lead to shared stories. Use the mirroring technique from negotiation experts like Chris Voss. Subtly echo their language and energy to build subconscious rapport. Another technique is the Ford method: family, occupation, recreation, dreams. Gently steer conversations toward these areas to find common threads without prying. In public speaking, prepare by researching your audience's demographics to tailor examples that hit home. For virtual settings, common in modern business, share your screen with a relevant meme or article before diving in, sparking lighthearted commonality. Nonverbal cues and body language. Don't overlook nonverbals. Maintain eye contact to convey sincerity, nod to encourage sharing, and match posture to signal alignment. A subtle lean in during talks shows engagement, while open gestures invite reciprocity. In cross-cultural leadership, be mindful of variations. A thumbs up might mean approval in one place and a fence in another, but the principle of mirroring remains universal. Real-world examples from business and leadership. Consider Satya Nadella, Microsoft's CEO, who transformed the company by finding common ground with employees and partners. Facing a stagnant culture, he shared personal stories of his child's disability to highlight empathy, creating a shared vision of inclusive innovation. This led to a cultural shift, boosting stock prices by over 800%. In business networking, Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook used one-on-one coffees to connect over shared experiences like work-life balance, turning executives into advocates. During negotiations, the Camp David Accords succeeded partly because Jimmy Carter found common ground on peace aspirations among leaders with vastly different backgrounds. Public speaking icon Simon Sinek starts talks by asking audiences about their why, uncovering universal drives that unite them, making his messages on leadership profoundly impactful. Case study: negotiating a merger. In a recent merger between two tech firms, the CEO used common ground to seal the deal. Facing resistance from the acquiring company's team fearing job losses, he hosted joint workshops on shared industry goals like digital transformation. By focusing on mutual benefits, he turned skeptics into supporters, resulting in a seamless integration and 20% revenue growth post-merger. Common challenges and how to overcome them. Finding common ground isn't always easy, especially with deep-seated differences. Challenge 1: strong opinions. When faced with opposition, avoid debate. Instead, acknowledge their view first. I see why that's important to you. I've felt similarly in past projects. This disarms and opens doors. Time constraints in business networking events can hinder depth. Solution: prepare elevator commonalities, quick shares like "I also started in sales" to plant seeds for follow UPS. Cultural barriers: educate yourself on norms and use universal topics like family values. Virtual fatigue amplifies misunderstandings. Combat it with video on, emojis for tone, and post-meeting summaries recapping shared points to reinforce bonds. Practical tips to master finding common ground. To integrate this into your toolkit, start small. In daily interactions, practice spotting one similarity per conversation. Read books like Never Split the Difference for negotiation insights or Crucial Conversations for high-stakes talks. Role-play scenarios with colleagues, simulate a tough client meeting, focusing on rapport building. Track successes in a journal. What worked? Adjust accordingly. For public speaking, analyze past speeches. Where did the audience engage most? Often, it's during relatable anecdotes. In leadership, implement team-building exercises centered on sharing peaks and pits to naturally uncover common ground. Leverage technology. Use LinkedIn to pre-research connections, noting alma maters or mutual contacts for icebreakers. Attend diverse events to broaden your exposure to different perspectives, making commonality easier to spot. Long-term strategies for lasting connections. Build habits like follow-up emails referencing shared points. Loved discussing that hiking trail, let's plan a team outing. This sustains rapport beyond initial meets. In business, create connection maps tracking key relationships and common interests for ongoing nurturing. Conclusion: the power of connection in a divided world. Finding common ground with anyone is more than a technique, it's a mindset that transforms interactions in leadership, business, and public speaking. By prioritizing similarities, you build trust, enhance collaboration, and drive results. In a world craving authentic connections, those who master this skill lead with influence and empathy. Start today, in your next conversation, seek that one point of alignment. Watch how it shifts dynamics, fosters innovation, and propels your career. Remember, the greatest leaders aren't those with all the answers, but those who connect hearts and minds. Embrace the art of finding common ground, and unlock doors you never knew existed.